We got to talk to Brando's mom. The reason that we're going to talk to Brando's mom is she put Brando up to having to be in a cemetery this weekend. And that sounds very bizarre on the surface. So what were you doing?
Well, Redbud is celebrating their 150-year anniversary of being a town. And so they're doing a bunch of stuff this year to celebrate. And so they did this thing called a cemetery tour, which I'd never heard of. But, like, people represent people that have passed on that are in the cemetery. So you get up.
Famous Redbuddians?
Yes. And so you
Redbuddians? Is that what you guys are?
I don't know.
I guess so, yeah.
Sounds right.
So you dress like that person and then you kind of tell their story.
So who are you dressed as?
I was my grandpa Art, who passed away a couple years ago.
Now, Wendy, you thought this was a good idea to do because you were organizing it.
Well, I was organizing our cemetery.
Got it.
There were three different churches. So
is this the cemetery where the family plot is? Is that what you mean by our cemetery?
Where the Zeebold family.
Okay.
My mom is in a different one.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep. So it's the church.
Well,
the church,
Brando,
how did it go?
How did it go? Yeah.
I think it went pretty well, actually.
Of course you do. Everything you touch turns to gold.
I think I killed him.
Oh gosh! Yeah. I don't know if you want to use that phrase. Huh?
No, I was telling jokes and doing some crowd work.
Like, give me a good joke.
Well, I opened with a question. It was actually one of my grandpa's jokes. He said, "How many people in this cemetery are dead?" All of them.
Oh my gosh!
It went over pretty well.
The whole thing's just so morbid to me.
Wendy,
I yelled at my mom too, which was kind of my grandpa's thing.
What do you mean?
What do you mean you yelled at your mother?
Well, she was there
a little bit, a little taste.
Yeah, and she didn't know what was happening. So I had like my script and stuff, and so I planned. I'm like, well, at some point I'll do something, and then like yell at my mom to come over and help because that's like something my grandpa would do.
Oh, yeah. How did you feel about that going off script, Wendy?
Well, I felt like my dad was back.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Well, that's exactly what you want when it comes to acting. You want to be able to convince everybody that you're that person.
I committed to the part 100%.
There you go. Well, Wendy, thank you for setting your son up to do this.
Oh, no problem.
Brando, I'm sorry you didn't win an Emmy last night.
Well,
I mean, you deserved it.
I think it'll be next year's Emmys that I'll win.